Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Markets close strong, another winning week. 9 straight gains for the S&P 500, up 1.5%.
Impressive, especially with Apple and Amazon dipping on earnings. Shows underlying strength, right?
Exactly. NASDAQ up over 250 points, Dow also up nicely. Real momentum here.
Yeah, and that China trade talk optimism is adding fuel to the fire. Plus the jobs report, solid.
177,000 new non-farm payrolls, unemployment holding steady at 4.2%, definitely beats expectations.
And technically, the S&P breaking above that 50-day moving average? Huge, 5,582, remember that number?
Oh, I do. All S&P sectors closing higher. Communication services leading the charge, financials not far behind, up 2.2%.
Treasuries took a hit though, right? Yields up, 10-year at 4.32%, 2-year at 3.84%.
Correct. So about that jobs report, it really held up despite all the tariff talk and doom and gloom. Labor market's resilient, at least for now.
But factory orders, a bit of a mixed bag. 4.3% headline number looks good, but...
Take out transportation, and it's a different story. Much softer. Something to keep an eye on.
Definitely. Looking ahead, ISM services data on Monday should be interesting.
Overseas markets mostly positive. Europe up across the board. Asia, Nikkei and Hang Seng up, but Shanghai was closed.
Commodities, crude oil down slightly, natural gas up a bit, gold saw a nice jump. Instacart, though, that's the real story.
Instacart, ticker cart, up over 13% today. Big order growth, strong EBITDA, recovering nicely from a rough Q4.
Yeah, 14% order growth, 23% jump in EBITDA. They're beating expectations on guidance too, GTV growth, advertising revenue, they're firing on all cylinders.
So despite that EPS miss, the outlook is really positive. That $10 minimum basket for Instacart seems to be working. Driving order volume, even if AOV is down a bit.
Makes sense. Smaller baskets, but more of them. And that advertising revenue is high margin, boosting profitability. Smart move.
So wow, lots of earnings to unpack here. Instacart, ticker cart, caught my eye. Missed on EPS, but the future looks bright.
Yeah, the market seems to agree. Up big today despite that miss. That solid guidance for FY25 is the key. They're betting on continued growth in the online grocery space, which honestly still has a ton of room to run.
Right. Still underpenetrated, as they say. And their initiatives like Instacart Plus and that advertising push seem to be paying off.
Exactly. Driving order volume, even if the average order size is down a bit. Plus that advertising revenue, high margin stuff, boosts profitability, which is what investors want to see.
Speaking of investors, Apple, AAPL, also had some news. Beat on earnings, in line on revenue, and a huge stock buyback program, $100 billion. That's a lot of money.
It is, and a dividend increase too, clearly trying to return value to shareholders. But that Q3 guidance, in line but with a $900 million tariff cost hit, ouch.
Yeah, something to watch. Amazon, AMZN, also in line on revenue, beat on earnings, but that Q2 guidance also in line. Not exactly setting the world on fire.
True. And then there's American Axle, AXL. Beat on earnings, missed on revenue, and lowered FY25 guidance. Not a good look.
Definitely not. On the positive side, Five9, FIVN, beat on both earnings and revenue, raised guidance for both Q2 and FY25. They're doing something right.
Yeah, they are. And let's not forget about Airbnb, ABMB. Beat on both, but expects growth to moderate in Q2. Interesting. So a mixed bag overall, but plenty of opportunities for traders, right?
Whoa, that's a lot of earnings to digest. Where do we even begin with this list?
Well, let's start with some of the bigger names, maybe. Roku, beat on both earnings and revenue, but that Q2 revenue guidance is a bit soft, and they're buying Frndly TV. Interesting move.
Yeah, so they're doubling down on streaming, even with the softer guidance? Bold.
Seems like it. Then there's Take-Two, TTWO. They're reiterating their expectations for record net bookings in 26 and 27. Confident, to say the least.
Ambitious. What about some of the misses? Select Medical, SEM, missed on both, and authorized a $1 billion stock buyback. Trying to appease investors, I guess.
Definitely looks that way. And American Axle, AXL, wait, no, that was from earlier. Let's see. Magna, MGA, missed on earnings but beat on revenue and raised FY25 revenue guidance, so a mixed bag there.
Okay, so some hits, some misses. What about some of the more under-the-radar names? Anything jump out at you?
Well, Paylocity, PCTY, had a strong beat and raise. beat on both earnings and revenue and raised FY25 revenue guidance. That's a winner.
Nice. Anything else catching your eye? Maybe something in the tech space? Always a hot sector.
Right? Twilio, TWLO, beat on both and raised Q2 revenue guidance. They seem to be turning things around.
Interesting. And on the flip side, any big disappointments lurking in this list?
Well, LendingTree, Tree, beat on earnings but missed on revenue and lowered guidance for both Q2 and FY25 revenue. Not a great look.
Ouch. So a lot of mixed signals here. Makes for a volatile market, for sure.
Absolutely. And beyond the earnings, we've got some interesting news on the geopolitical front. China is apparently evaluating the U.S.'s request to start trade talks. Could be a big catalyst if those talks actually happen.
Whoa, lots to unpack here. Tariff exemptions, budget proposals, IPOs, acquisitions, where do we even begin?
Well, that tariff news out of China is pretty significant. $40 billion in exemptions, that could ease some trade tensions, right?
Yeah, potentially. But then you've got Trump considering more pressure on Russia over Ukraine. Geopolitics is a wild card, as always.
Absolutely. And speaking of wild cards, that House Republican reconciliation bill, eliminating taxes on tips, overtime, and Social Security benefits, that's a bold move.
Yeah, definitely going to be controversial. Big implications for the economy. And then OPEC talking about a production increase. What's that? 400,000 barrels a day. Could impact oil prices.
For sure, lots of moving parts. On the corporate front, eToro eyeing a U.S. IPO after the tariff delay? Interesting. And the DOJ going after Google's ad tech operations? That's a big one.
Huge. Could reshape the entire digital advertising landscape. And Apple partnering with Anthropic on vibe coding software. What even is that? Sounds like something out of science fiction.
Right? Definitely something to keep an eye on. And all those healthcare developments. AstraZeneca with positive trial results. Cytokinetics getting a PDUFA extension. Lots happening in that space.
Yeah, and CVS Health reaching a labor agreement with Teamsters. Always good to see labor peace, especially these days. But then you have Generac potentially not benefiting from Trump's generator tax break proposal. That's a curveball.
Definitely a surprise. And Goldfields in talks with Gold Road could be a big merger in the mining sector. Plus, Golar LNG with those 20-year agreements in Argentina. That's a long-term play.
Wow, another day, another deluge of market-moving news. Where do we even start with this? Maybe with the Grand Theft Auto news. GTA 6 coming May 2026. Big deal for Take-Two, ticker TTWO.
Massive. Although a 2026 release feels like a long way off. Still, the hype is real. Should give the stock a nice boost, though.
Yeah, definitely one to watch. Speaking of gaming, what about this Nvidia news? Developing China-focused chips to sidestep those export restrictions. Smart move, if they can pull it off.
Absolutely. Adapting to the geopolitical landscape. Ticker NVDA, by the way, always a hot topic. And then there's Temu, owned by PDD, shifting away from cheap Chinese imports to avoid tariffs. Interesting strategy. Very interesting, trying to navigate those trade tensions. Smart. Though it'll be interesting to see how that impacts their pricing and margins.
Good point. Lots of moving pieces there. So, shifting gears to healthcare, Novo Nordisk, ticker NVO, had a good day. Health Canada accepting their semaglutide submission for priority review, and the FDA accepting their filing for oral semaglutide for obesity.
Yeah, big wins for them. Semaglutide is a game changer in the weight loss space. Definitely a stock to keep an eye on. And speaking of healthcare, iRhythm, IRTC, launching their Zio monitoring service in Japan, expanding their reach. Good news for them.
Definitely. So lots of positive developments in healthcare. What about some of the other sectors? Anything catching your eye?
Well, in the tech space, Motorola Solutions, MSI, beat on earnings, but that Q2 guidance is a bit soft. And then there's Paycom Software, PAYC, getting that payment institution authorization in Ireland, expanding their footprint.
Interesting. Always good to see companies expanding internationally. What about some of the less positive news? Anything we should be worried about?
Well, Paramount Global, Para, might be facing some headwinds with advertisers reportedly planning to lower TV ad spending. Not a good sign for the traditional media landscape. And Pliant Therapeutics, PLRX, announcing a workforce realignment, often a euphemism for layoffs.
Yeah, never a good sign. And SK Telecom, SKM, suspending new mobile subscriptions due to a USIM card shortage? That's unusual. ticker SKM for those interested.
Definitely a strange one. And Six Flags, fun. Closing two parks after the 2025 season? Tough times for the amusement park industry, it seems.
Whoa, that's a packed week. Share buybacks, upgrades, downgrades, IPOs, earnings, where do we even start?
Well, those downgrades on Apple, AL, definitely caught my eye. Two downgrades? Rosenblatt to neutral, Jefferies to underperform. Ouch, target price all the way down to $170 at Jefferies.
Yeah, not a good look. Especially after that big buyback announcement last week. What's the story there?
Seems like concerns about future growth, maybe, and that tariff hit they mentioned. But on the flip side, Universal Display, OLED, also announced a buyback. $100 million. So someone's bullish on OLED.
Interesting. So mixed signals in the tech space. What about some of these other sectors? Any standouts?
Well, in financials, Webster Financial, WBS, increased their buyback authorization by a whopping $700 million. That's a big vote of confidence. And then there's Northfield Bancorp, NFBK, upgraded to overweight at Piper Sandler, target price $14.
Financials looking strong. What about some of these initiations? Anything interesting there?
Yeah, CG Oncology, CGON, initiated with an overweight at JP Morgan, target price of $41. And Structure Therapeutics, GPCR, also initiated with a buy at Citigroup, $60 price target. Lots of new names popping up.
Lots to keep track of. So upgrades, downgrades, initiations, what about earnings? Anything big on the horizon?
Yeah, quite a few. Tuesday looks particularly busy. AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, reporting after the bell, always a market mover. And Upstart, UPST, also reporting Tuesday after hours. They just announced that partnership with Walmart. So that'll be one to watch.
Definitely. And what about economic data? Anything we should be paying attention to?
Well, the FOMC rate decision on Wednesday is the big one. Everyone's waiting to see what the Fed does. And then there's the ISM services data on Monday and the trade balance on Tuesday. Always important indicators.
Right, so a busy week ahead. Lots of data to digest, lots of earnings to unpack. Should be interesting, to say the least.
Absolutely. Buckle up, traders. It's going to be a wild ride. And don't forget about those treasury auctions. Could impact yields, which, you know, affects everything else.
Wow, so much market data to unpack here. Where do we even begin? Let's start with the WaveWriter AI analysis, maybe. SPY consolidating around 567, QQQ near 489. Sounds like a bit of a holding pattern, right?
Yeah, exactly. Consolidation is the name of the game, at least for now. Both SPY and QQQ seeing that tapering volume after earlier spikes, which, as WaveWriter AI points out, suggests we're in a consolidation phase. Not necessarily a bad thing, just means the market's taking a breather.
Right, a pause before the next big move, and that low VXX, hovering around 61, seems to confirm that. Not a lot of fear in the market right now, perhaps a bit of complacency even. Could be a sign of a coming breakout, or maybe a pullback. Hard to say for sure.
Definitely. Always tough to call these things. But looking at the sector analysis, XLE, XLV, and XLP showing strength, that tells us something, right? Energy, healthcare, consumer staples, classic defensive sectors. Suggests a cautious market outlook, as WaveWriter AI mentions.
Yeah, interesting. So while the broader market consolidates, investors are rotating into safer havens. Makes sense, given the uncertainty out there. But what about some of these individual stocks? We've got pages of pre- and after-hours movers here. Any standouts?
Well, it's a lot to sift through, but looking at Friday's after-hours action, ticker HE is the only one listed. Not much to go on there, unfortunately. We'll have to see how it plays out next week. But Thursday's list is much longer. FLWS, TXG, AFRM, AKM, just to name a few.
Lots of activity there. And the pre-market lists for Thursday and Friday are also packed. ACIW, ACMR, ALIED, too many to mention, really. But the point is, there's plenty of action for traders, even in a consolidating market.
Exactly. Lots of opportunities for those willing to do their homework. And speaking of homework, I'd encourage everyone to dive deeper into these lists. Look at the price and volume action and see if any compelling setups emerge. Don't just chase the latest movers. Do your own research. That's the key to success in this market.
Wow, so much to digest here. Market's on an 8-day winning streak, but there are some mixed signals, right?
Yeah, exactly. That 8-day run is impressive, but we're seeing some sector rotation and softening economic data. Gotta stay vigilant.
Definitely. WaveWriter AI mentions a cautious bullish outlook. but the primary indicator is bearish. What do we make of that discrepancy?
Well, it highlights the uncertainty in the market. We've got bullish momentum, but underlying concerns remain. Classic tug of war.
I see, and tech seems to be leading the charge, despite some volatility. TSLA, NFLX, those are big names.
Absolutely. They're driving a lot of the market action, but that volatility is a reminder that things can change quickly.
Right, so key levels to watch. SPY 5664 support, 570 resistance, QQQ 487 and 491, got it.
Yeah, those are the critical points. A break above resistance could signal further gains, while a drop below support could trigger a pullback.
Makes sense. And WaveRider AI also mentions key support around 556, 557 and QQQ 478, 479. Slightly different levels, but the same idea.
Exactly. Just different time frames maybe. But the message is clear. Watch those support levels closely.
Okay, so what about some specific trade ideas? WaveRider AI highlights hubs for continuation and CHKP for anticipation. Anything else jump out at you?
Well, looking at this other analysis, Duol looks interesting. Strong close, high volume, potential breakout candidate.
Duol, you say? Okay, I'll add that to my watch list. What about some of these other names mentioned? Riot, Boyle, Shop, lots of activity there.
Yeah, definitely worth keeping an eye on. Riot saw high volume but a slight price reversal. Could be profit-taking or maybe some bearish sentiment creeping in.
Interesting. So a mixed bag overall. Lots of opportunities, but also plenty of risks.
Exactly. That's the market for you. Never a dull moment. But with careful analysis and risk management, we can navigate these waters and hopefully come out ahead. Don't forget those non-farm payrolls and factory orders data coming out Friday. Big potential catalysts there. Stay nimble, traders.
Wow. Lots of potential breakout candidates to discuss today. Where do we start? Maybe with Duol. Looks like it's poised for a move.
Yeah, Duol is definitely one to watch. Strong close at daily highs, good volume, all signs point to a potential breakout above that 485 resistance. I like the idea of looking for entries around 475 with a tight stop loss below 470 just in case.
Smart. Manage that risk. What about AZZ, another one showing strength?
Absolutely. AZ looks primed for a move towards 91.50, maybe even 92 if the volume holds up. Similar setup as Duol, really. Look for entries near $90, stop loss below $89. Keep it tight, keep it disciplined.
Got it. Disciplined trading, key to success. Now, Falk, that one's a bit more of a wild card, isn't it?
Perhaps. But the bullish trend is there, supported by decent volume. If we see a move above 580, I think 6 towards is definitely within reach. Entries near 550, stop loss below 540. Standard operating procedure.
Right, manage that risk. Now shifting gears a bit, WaveRider AI also highlighted some interesting names for Friday. VRTX, KCZS, all showing bullish signals.
Yeah, those are some solid picks. VRTX, healthcare, looking at a potential breakout above $500. Casey, another healthcare name, could test $463 if the volume stays strong. And ZS tech sector has momentum towards 233. Lots of opportunities there.
So a mix of sectors, but all with bullish potential. What about some broader market context? Anything we should be aware of?
Well, WaveRider AI mentioned some sector rotation, with tech and healthcare showing resilience, while consumer discretionary and industrials are consolidating. Something to keep in mind. Always good to be aware of the bigger picture.
Definitely. Macro context is key. So to sum up, we've got a handful of individual stocks with breakout potential. Duol, RT, KZS. All with clear entry points, stop loss levels, and price targets. Plus some broader market insights to help us navigate the landscape. Sounds like a plan.
Exactly. A well-defined plan is essential for success in this market. Do your own research, manage your risk, and stay disciplined. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll be back next week with more market insights and trade ideas. Until then, happy trading, everyone.